If you want to watch the next bit of the show, you can go to the Radio One website and click on the webcams and watch live as we bring in Mr. Nick Frost and Mr. Simon Pegg, because they're our guests today. It's Nick and Simon. Simon Yay. And Nick. It's Frost Hello. And Pegg. Pegg and Frost.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, look at this. Look at Nick.
No, no.
I felt like I was already in position.
Oh, morning.
This is dead air. Come here.
Not dead air. We're hugging. Hi.
Hello, mate.
First of all, much. I apologise.
For what? What have you done?
Because the fact that we've booked you in the morning after the premiere of your movie, I had no idea.
Oh, it's all right. It's all
right. I would have been fuming if at 11:30 last night, as I'm getting into my drinking stride, they'd have gone, and don't forget, you're up at 5:30.
We are running on adrenaline, so it's fine.
And are you off the drink still?
Yeah, I am, yeah, yeah. I'm still working on old action-type things, so right. I have to be a bit compos mentis.
Oh, I'm not.
You're not off the drink. Were you drinking last night?
He was just drinking just now.
I was, but I, despite what people may think, I'm not a big drinker, so no. I had a couple of drinks. I was in bed by 11.
Massive heroin.
Were you really?
I was, yeah.
Hmm. But he's fine with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the drink, though, that he can't handle.
Do you know what? At least
it ruined,
you ruined
me.
You kind of want to just get out of there anyway, because it's all a bit crazy, and you just want to sit in a dark room and rock.
It's just work, isn't it? Those sort of things. It can't be that relaxing, is it?
A little bit.
I don't think we should hoodwink people by saying, "Yeah, it's work. It's terrible. Mm. Yeah, it's a pie and it's fun."
It's about 70% the same as coal mining, but not fully.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of. We had a nice time. All our families were there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And it's like going to a wedding of someone you don't really know.
Mm.
But were you not a little bit? You must have been very proud of last night, because it's a premiere for your movie. It's all your own hard work.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. It's nice because it's home and it's a big deal and yeah, you feel very lucky and like loads of people were there. I mean, sadly, Bill Hader was poorly and he couldn't come. And right. Seth Rogen had a thing on in which was exciting for him.
He had a thing on.
He had a thing. It was his engagement do. So he,
oh right,
you know, we didn't want him to.
How selfish of him!
Yeah, what?
He's obviously just got no commitment in the movie.
I know.
He's filmed it. That's it.
He's off.
It's ever so rude. He took his $8,000 and that was it.
He should be.
He should have checked those dates as well, surely.
I know. I think he scheduled it on purpose.
What an idiot.
Mm.
Sigourney Weaver was there though.
Was she
looking like?
See, she put the effort in.
She did, yeah.
And she doesn't need to.
No, why should she? She's a lovely lady.
But Seth, you know, let's be honest. Mm. He needs you guys.
Oh, don't say that.
It's true.
Lovely Seth.
I love the film.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I did send Simon a message on Twitter. He ignored it.
Did you? I did not ignore it.
What about me?
Why? Because I thought you were off the Twitter.
I was, but I'm back on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I took 4 months off and I'm back.
Right, well, that's why.
Did you DM me or did you do it on the public thing?
I did it in the public thing.
Well, I did it on
the public thing so everyone would see that, you know, about the film.
Yeah.
It was kind of like...
Oh, that you two are mates.
Subliminal advertising.
That's what it's all about.
We're not, Nick, though. We're not mates.
But hey, Morsi, I'll team me.
What?
I sometimes miss those because it moves faster if I don't.
Is that because they get hidden under those page break things as well?
Well, yeah, and because it's just the flow of tape.
Mm.
This is so geeky. This
what a conversation. This couldn't have taken place 5 years ago.
No. Or even a year ago.
What a world we live in.
What a world.
It was my 2 year birthday of Twitter the other day.
Was it?
I had
my twirthday. Thank you.
Hashtag Muzzletov.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you are on Twitter. You are what?
Nick J. Frost, all small letters.
There you go. Nick J. Frost. And Simon, you're just Simon.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Simple as that.
Really.
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're looking good.
Well, God love you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I feel like I was only here quite recently.
Well, you were.
Oh, he's compliment to me.
No,
I have to jump in and bring him back
to you. Have you lost a bit of weight? I was going to say, when I look through the window, you look kind of trim.
What?
Ask him if he's given up bread and beer.
Have you given up bread and beer?
Oh, my God, yes.
Mm. Well, it certainly shows.
What can I ask? I'm quite a big fella, too. What would you eat, for instance, if you're going to have a sandwich? In between two bits of Ryvita? Or would you do, like, the anti-sandwich where it's ham in lettuce?
What, now? I don't eat
sandwiches. An open sandwich.
Wow.
I love a sandwich.
I love a sandwich.
A pint, too.
Can I say two words to you? Spelt bread. It's like bread without the guilt.
See, I have heard about that.
What is it?
It's like, it's not, it's gluten-free.
Is it spelt?
Spelt.
Because I thought people were saying svelte bread.
Svelte bread.
It could be, right.
Which would make sense.
What was that? There was a loaf in the 70s that was specially for...
Meat.
Meat.
The meatloaf.
Meatloaf, yeah.
It was very big,
like slender bread or something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway, bread, it's a killer bread. Well,
I thought I'd give it a go. I'm going under the illusion, and I'm hoping I'm right. I think I'm clutching at straws, but I haven't been overweight. I've just been bloaty for 20 years because of eating bread. And if I stop eating, because I'm feeding the bloatiness every day.
With the bread.
So if I stop, then I'll suddenly realise, actually, I've got a really good body, six-pack, everything. And
it'll all appear.
Hidden.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
In yourself.
Yeah, well,
you look tired.
You think he's got mental issues now, don't you?
I don't know.
Kind of rambling.
What about a beer? If you're going out for a drink, what are you going to have? Vodka and tonic, Slimline.
No, I don't drink. If I'm not drinking, I'm not drinking.
Tea.
Cup of tea.
I do like
Do you have a pint of tea? You never order a pint of tea.
I do like having a mug of tea in the pub. I do like that. I do.
That's fair enough.
Two pints of tea, please.
I've stopped taking sugar with tea and coffee, but every time I have a cup of tea, I've got to eat a key lime pie.
So right, sure.
It swings around about.
I eat every 3 hours without fail. That's a lot, and that's helped me lose 40 pounds since September.
40 pounds?
No, since we did Paul, yeah.
They do say that, though, don't they? They say that you should eat regularly
and
not
because you've
got to
keep your metabolism like a furnace. Mm. It's like stoking it the whole time.
Who knew?
Does he bore you with all that business?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
And how are you? Are you good,
I am
Nick?
Absolutely fine,
You look good.
I'm fine. I'm great. I don't say that very often, but I feel great. I'm very chuffed about Paul, and it was a great night last night, and life is good.
I think the film is really funny.
Thanks, man.
I really enjoyed it. We said when we left, I would say, it's really bizarre because it's funny, but the effects are brilliant. All right, which normally you wouldn't get. You normally get a funny film or whatever. You know, when it's a funny film, normally the effects are a bit crappy.
Bit pony.
Well, they kind of take it for granted and try to rely on the comedy make you forget about a bad effect.
The effects are great and the music's great. It's like a funny Hollywood movie.
Mm.
Well, we kind of were thinking about films like Back to the Future and Gremlins and those sort of great sort of mid-80s Bob Gale, Rob Zemeckis kind of movies that are really well structured and full of fun and get you in the heart area. Oh. You know what I mean?
Like, it's got a lovely charm about it, I think. Yeah. You know?
A bit more bad language than Back to the Future.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But some very funny bad language. Mm.
Right? Very, very funny.
Kristen Wiig starts to learn to swear is... That was great. Coming up with those lines on set was fun.
It's difficult not to smile throughout, I think.
That's
you
good.
Know, I know that sounds a bit corny, but I mean
that's nice. It's nice. We wanted people to leave feeling a bit sort of...
Yeah, it's a happy
elevated.
Film.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to know honestly how I felt
when
I left? I felt happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Relieved.
That's nice.
Because I was all worked up for it to be good.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, I wasn't disappointed.
That's so good.
However, slightly confused.
Go on.
Because...
Don't give anything away.
I'm not going to.
Can we use Boy Oh Boy, I Wasn't Disappointed on our poster?
Absolutely. But I want, like, free tickets to the premiere of the next film.
Anything you want.
Yeah. Paul 2.
Paul's
back.
Paul's.
Paul's.
Nice.
Paul's. Maybe with a Z, yeah?
Ah!
Keep it current.
Like it.
Ants.
Yeah.
The track at the end of the film, which I think is ELO,
but I left,
and then... I was humming it, and then I think I started humming a different ELO song, and for the rest of the day, then got confused because I was humming Evil Woman for the rest of the day, but I don't think Evil Woman is at the end of the film.
No, it's not. No. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
Right. So I had a chat with Lynn, who works for me, and I was saying...
Jeff Lynn?
No, Lynn...
Lynn
is Chris's assistant in an Alan Partridge kind of way.
Lynn. She's not called Lynn, but we call her Lynn.
Oh, I see.
Oh, how demeaning.
And everybody then... Oh, you say that, but then she equally turns up in front of people and goes, I've got your fungal foot powder. So it does balance out.
Shop going on about Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah. She goes, I went, they played ELO at the end of the film. She goes, which track? And I went, Evil Woman? She goes, why would they have Evil Woman at the end of a movie about an alien?
She's got a point.
Yeah, it's not Evil Woman. I'm singing Evil Woman. Can't think of anything else. For the whole day.
All right. That's got something. That's a kind of a sort of a tribute to it.
In a way, if it if it stays with you, even in that level, it's enough. I think.
Yeah. Thanks.
I liked a bit of ELO, didn't you? I thought that was Greg's choice. And sometimes you. And they always have big UFOs on their album, so it's kind of thematically correct.
I always thought they were the Simon things.
Yeah, because when he played Simon, it was the Close Encounters music that would always be, which is the floor in Simon, because you'd always know with the lights.
Yeah.
If on that Simon game, if you managed to play Encounters theme perfectly, the thing took off.
You can get Simon on as an app now.
Simon.
Simon app. You can, actually.
Yeah.
And you can get the Paul app as well, where you can make your face like an alien. That's really cool.
Give over.
And it's free. It's free. You just go. Yeah.
It's free.
It's totally free. And you can.
I'm getting that bad boy now.
And make it your avatar, because it's like you put your face in, and then you know, like those other Fat Booth and those ones. That's a facial
the aging
changer.
One.
But this one makes your eyes all huge and your head big. It's really good, actually.
I'm going to get that.
It's super smart.
But it's free, though.
Free, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Business.
For now.
Right.
You pay later.
And then when the film comes out, it's $3.99.
Back payable.
What's the deal with Shaun of the Dead and ITV2?
I don't know. They just keep playing it ad infinitum, don't they?
Do they own it? Were they secret they backers?
No. They just, I guess they buy the rights to it and they show it. It's kind
wasn't
of frustrating.
Hot Fuzz on like twice last week.
Hot Fuzz was on Saturday night on ITV.
And the week before, Saturday night too.
Really?
ITV2.
It's one of those things that used to be when films were on TV, it was quite auspicious. They'd be on once every 5 years or whatever. But now, you know, if they own the rights, they can play them when they like. It's nice. I mean, I always get tweets saying, Shaun of the Dead's on. It's
if one of us die, ITV2 will play Hot Fuzz constantly for a week.
Like Russia.
Like.
Just scenes from Hot Fuzz with clackical music.
With clackle.
What's clackical?
Clackical's
you've changed since you went to America.
That's what they call it in LA.
Clackical. I was saying earlier, because Simon, you're away filming Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you always know when Simon is back in the country, because even if he doesn't necessarily say, I'm back tomorrow, I'm back today, you know he's back when he mentions that he's taking his dog for a walk. So one tweet will literally be... Not that he writes something like this, but it could be, for example, oh, me and Tom Cruise just, you know, climbed a mountain. And the next one will be, it's really cold outside, isn't it? And what's your dog, Minnie?
Minnie, yeah.
Minnie. And Minnie's just done a poo. So I'm like, oh, he's back then.
I came back to terrible problems with Minnie.
Really? Who looks after Minnie when you're on location?
This is
well,
not
my,
a good story.
My wife and family stay.
Oh, I see.
I'm not away long enough for them to come out and join
me,
so... Minnie's got a downstairs
I'm not there long enough for my wife to come out and join me.
You should listen to this.
She's got to have a... A plasty.
A what?
A plasty.
A plasty?
A V-plasty.
What do you... I don't... What?
She's got a big...
No, she hasn't... It's not that.
She's got a baggy minge.
Oh,
there, I said it.
No!
Sorry.
Is that a bad word?
I'm
going
to say yes.
Then I apologise for the bad word.
Chris, let me apologise.
You're like a modern-day Elton John.
What? I didn't know how else to put it.
Right. It's not that. It's just if she put a lot of weight on in Santa Fe when we were filming Paul.
Let this be a lesson to us.
Then Nick, you should have a check.
I'm not going to lose weight.
Should we check each other?
If you want, yeah.
Why not? Mm.
In the shower. And when she got really fit and slim again, but it meant that she's got a little bit of extra skin here and there, so we've got to just give her a nip tuck. This means she's got a little infection. Why am I, Claire, come in and help me.
Why are you saying this?
I don't know why I started it.
Al,
why don't we put Tiny Temper on and come back after we've had a shower?
Al, you need to faint, anything.
You do the surgery on a Sunday night.
Yes, we do.
Do you do animals? Like, could you help?
We've never actually helped with an animal.
Right.
It's the first, why not?
Why not?
Let's move forward.
Yeah, we'll bring a vet in and we'll do an animal session.
We've got our own vet, come on.
Oh, I did.
Roger, he lives in the...
Not like the BBC vet, though.
No.
So why? So listen, when you're out filming, is there not enough time for your wife to fly out? Would you prefer if she just stayed?
Do you know
away?
What it is? It's
you love her, but stay away.
No, because I've had to come back for lots of promo. I'm only there for blocks of 3 or 4 weeks, and if she comes out with Matilda, my daughter, Tilly's going to have jet lag for at least a week. She's only 19 months old.
Great, that's a great.
And it's
line.
Like it's really it's. I hate it because I have to go snowboarding all the time to not think about them because I have to.
What a life!
what is going
but
on?
I've honestly found out that. It's the one way I can not think about missing them, because you have to think about staying upright and not dying. So that helps me not think about the fact that I miss my wife and daughter.
I like that with cooking, in a way.
Really?
The only thing that stops
the old brain ticking over.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you miss him when he's away?
No, not really.
Hey.
I mean, I text him constantly. It's not like I don't see him and...
We do talk. We text a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Daily?
Yeah, we tweet a lot.
Because I think...
Sometimes we just say good morning.
I always think with you two that you're, like, slightly older... But as good-looking Ant and Dec, you work together, but you're great mates.
We are friends.
We are mates.
We were friends before we were work together. So you know, I think sometimes people are surprised at that. Oh, do you know him as well?
Yeah,
that which is weird to me because we
obviously haven't read your book.
They should do.
What's wrong with these people?
They'll do well. Available in paperback soon.
Did he do well, the book?
I think so. I mean, it's, you know, those biographies, they do. No, it didn't.
Was it not a big hit for Christmas?
It sold three copies. No, it
damn that Michael McIntyre. Mm.
It did well. Michael McIntyre did really well.
You need to do a stand-up DVD.
Yes.
They sell.
That's how to make money these days.
You looked at me then as if you'd done a stand-up DVD.
No, I haven't. Fun. I haven't done
stand-up. We nearly did. You know, Nick and I once turned down football gaffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dave, you got football gaffs, didn't you?
I think we might have voiced it.
Yeah.
Football gaffs 7.
Nick thought it was very funny because I don't know anything about football and I don't, nor do I like it particularly, and he kind of hates me for it.
But you should have done it.
I know. Why?
Because it would have been funny.
Football gaffs.
And he'd have been going, look at this gaff.
I think Gary Bushell did it in the end, or what, Danny Baker.
Here comes Gary Lineker in the box.
He loves football gaffs.
Does he still play?
No, he doesn't.
Nick, Gary Bushell never played. Who's your team, Nick?
West Ham.
I was at West Ham a couple of weeks ago.
Gee whiz, it's grim out there.
I went to the West Ham Arsenal game, and are you right?
Who was that?
You carry on.
No, that was...
That was you.
It wasn't me. I love football.
Yeah, I went to the Arsenal game at West Ham a few weeks back, and, your boys didn't look good.
Let's talk about something else.
He gets really upset about it.
Because you know what? There's nothing I can do about it.
I know, you're going to be all right. Look at me.
We're not going to be all right.
Look at me. Never give up, never surrender.
I completely understand that, Dave. But it's just after losing to Birmingham at home, it just...
Dave, give him a hug.
Dave,
I don't think he wants a hug. But I empathise as a fellow football fan, and I'd be sad to see, if anything does happen to West Ham, I'd be very sad to see them.
The thing is, though, if you lose a couple of games and they win a few games, they could leapfrog you.
There's nothing in it.
Can I just say, to get back into the conversation, Never Give Up, Never Surrender, Galaxy Quest, great movie.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver's in that.
She is in that.
Hello. DeMarco.
Hello.
There we go.
No.
Someone said the other day, Paul was the best science fiction comedy since Galaxy Quest, which was
that's nice.
A lovely thing to say.
Have there been many others?
No.
Right.
Okay. I haven't seen Galaxy Quest. I'm going to say it's even better than that.
I think it's very underrated, Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest really is good. An extraordinarily good film.
You should watch it.
Oh, hey up.
Who's that?
That's Adrian Pearce.
He tried to be subtle then, but everyone went quiet and left.
Yeah. He came in with a piece of paper with a cryptic message on.
It said news too.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means they're in a different studio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The film starts on, you can go see it from Monday the 14th of February. What a Valentine's treat for you and your loved one.
That's my birthday.
14th of February. Mm-hmm. Back to you again. Of course, it's all the work of Nick Frost, and once again, he's brought his friend Simon along to help him out.
To assist.
To make sure that everything's all right.
He did the spell, he checked my spelling.
And the film is really good, you have to go and see it. It's very, very funny.
Thank you.
And it's very funny.
I'm glad you liked it. We knew you'd gone in to see it, so we were waiting for some kind of positive response. We're glad we got it.
Well, I did tweet, but we've been through all that. This interview's just on a loop. How about that West Ham, eh?
Oh, gee whiz.
So what's next? Simon, you're doing Mission Impossible 4. Star Trek after that?
No, I'm doing a film here in the UK based on Bruce Robinson, with Neil and I scribe Bruce Robinson's short story called Paranoia in the Laundrette, which is a great script.
Oh.
But a very low budget, but it's just too good to not do.
And then it's Star Trek?
Star Trek in August.
Beautiful.
And then we're going to do
Paul's
and Edgar and me.
Are you doing Paul's? Are you doing it?
We'd like to.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And you've got your...
If people want it, if we have a good idea and people
want
Paul, then...
God damn it.
Then
just do it for me.
Fair enough.
See how it goes.
And Nick?
I've just shot a film with Joe Cornish, first movie, which is out in like 5 or 6 weeks, called Attack the Block.
Of Adam and Joe fame.
Adam and Joe fame. I've written a film about a wrestler, which I'm hoping to shoot later on in the year.
That's a good idea.
And hopefully, touch wood, I'm doing a film with a great director, Ben Wheatley, which will be later on in the year. He did a great film called Down Terrace earlier on the year, which won a bunch of awards, and it's if you get a chance to watch it, you should, it's great.
Down Terrace, so that's two films.
Yeah.
Galaxy Quest.
Their schedule's a bit like ours, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to know what we're up to at the moment?
What are you doing?
Well, at the moment, I've got the radio show. Yeah. Okay. 8 million listeners, and I'm doing a lot of cooking.
8 million listeners?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't why sound so surprised?
I'm not. I'm just, you know what? I'm not surprised. Yeah. I am trying to get the number out of my mouth. I wanted to feel what that felt like.
Okay. How does it feel?
Big.
It is big. Mm. I'm training a lot. And
how many Twitter followers have you got then? 8 million?
850,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's probably a tenth, isn't it?
And
I thought more people would be on Twitter that followed you. Right. I mean, that listen to the show. Hey, guys, get your following on.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, you tweeters.
Woo!
Hey, Tweeple.
And Dave's doing Dancing on Ice. So,
he's very trying
busy.
To stay in that at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow,
oh,
very brave. Really, I don't watch telly. I don't really watch it.
What's Sunday Dancing night? On Ice?
I just watch,
Dancing
like,
on
Human
Ice,
Planet
it's,
and that.
It's like Strictly Come Dancing, but on ice. It's like an ice
skating. Skating with the Stars. Johnson Behari on.
Yes, he is on it now, still.
You've never seen Dancing on Ice?
No. That's amazing, but that's really hard. That's much harder than ballroom dancing.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think you're right.
But it's dancing on ice. Mm.
Yeah.
it's an added peril of ice.
Yeah. The dancing business.
If they made that 3D, on ice Strictly wouldn't stand a chance.
And the ice.
Well, dancing's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, but this is on ice, Nick.
Yeah.
It's dancing on ice. Mm.
Are you partnered with a Tourville, or is it like...
I'm partnered with a professional skater called Frankie, she's a good
What's
one.
What's he like?
No, it's a she.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's so offensive.
And why?
She's very attractive.
I haven't seen the show. I just
think she looks
said
like a
Frank.
Man.
No, granted, she's got a man's name,
right?
But
and
no,
man's
she's
neck.
She's good, and I stumble through, and so far have managed to survive for 5 weeks.
And do you face a panel of sort
ice
of like
experts,
really
ambivalent judges?
This is like you coming on and saying, "What's X Factor?
What's X Factor?
Unbelievable!
Yeah, but
there's
that's
no
exactly
ice
how
in X Factor."
I know.
I don't like dancing or ice. Mm. So
yes, but do you like Dave?
Yeah, I like Dave.
Do you like Holly Willoughby?
Yeah.
Do you like Tourville and Dean?
No.
Well,
really.
Then
Philip
Schofield.
Can I be honest? I like Dean.
Right.
I'm not a fan of Tourville.
Yeah.
I love Philip and Holly. They're lovely.
Well, they present the show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are they on ice?
I feel so out
no,
of
No, they're on the stage.
Oh, I see.
And Tony Gubber does the commentary.
Oh.
Is he on ice?
No, I don't know where he is.
He's just on carpet.
Right. He's always first at the bar after the show. I think. Just stands right inside of it.
I'm going to watch it. What side is it on?
ITV1, 6:30 on a Sunday night.
I'm in.
Good slot.
So when you go back to Vancouver,
talk about that.
Get your sling box out, wire it up, and you can watch.
I will. I blooming will. Do you know what I was flicking through the channels in Vancouver the other day, and Coronation Street was on.
Really?
It was so strange to
see.
Did
they dub it?
Yeah, they dub it into Canadian.
Is it called Rue de Coronation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going into the Rovers, eh? It was like that.
I haven't seen you out in a boot.
Out in a boot.
In a boot.
I'll have a hot paddy.
Yeah. They're like a pint of Labatt's.
Oh, man.
We have a laugh, didn't we?
Oh, we do. We have a chuckle.
It's always fun. This is always a nice way to start the day.
How can I be in one of your films?
I'm sorry, you can't.
Interview terminated at 8:30.
Can I be honest? You're Chris Moyles.
Right.
It would pop
you know what I mean?
Filmed. I mean, unless
say,
you played yourself.
Chris Moyles.
Well, not necessarily. You know.
Would you be happy wearing a hood?
How much of, like, covering my entire...
Hood. Yeah, like a hood.
My entire head.
Yeah.
I mean...
Could you play?
Yeah. You didn't stipulate that you wanted to be in shot. I mean, it would be quite interesting that people will look at the credits and they say, oh, wow, Chris Moyles was a hooded guy.
For instance,
Kate
Blanchett's in Hot Fuzz, but you never see her face. And that's kind of cool.
Is she really?
Yeah, she plays my girlfriend at the beginning, yeah.
In the CSI mask.
The CSI. What kind of role would you like to play? Spitball it, I mean, ideally.
Well,
hooded,
I mean,
non-drinker.
I've done a little bit of
bread eater
of acting, and you know, I'm good at action and stuff.
Yeah. What acting did you do?
Just bits of acting.
Yeah,
Are you saying you've done some actings?
Well, yeah.
In what?
Well,
Wimbledon. You're in.
I did what?
You're in Wimbledon.
In Wimbledon
with Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
Are we the guy in that film?
Yeah, I played Paul Bettany.
You were amazing as Paul Bettany. Well, then you're hired, because that was an amazing
You played the character 15 Love.
I played...
the hooded umpire.
I played me in voice only, but that's fine. I'm also in Robots, but everybody's in Robots.
But only the UK edition. Weren't you banned from the worldwide release?
I think it's actually the Yorkshire region.
The time teaser.
No, I did some fake movie trailers in my last Channel 4 series. Where I acted it in them.
Acted it?
Yeah. And I did a whole range. I did, because you obviously didn't see, despite being on the show. I did an action trailer. I did a rom-com. I did a vampire one.
I think I saw the rom-com.
The horror one. So I'm very broad.
All right. You're in then. That's fine. That's all we need to know.
You give me an emotion, I can do it now. Do you want to try me out? Do you want to audition me now? Here I am. Why waste the opportunity? Seize the day.
All right. Scared, but happy.
Okay.
That's good.
It was kind of
a two-parter, but I think if you integrate them a little more...
Okay.
There it is!
Wow.
Although I'd say that was probably more confused surprise Stroke plus happiness divided by camp.
I'd say you're wrong.
Divided by guilt.
I'd say you're wrong.
Hey, listen, I studied acting at A level. Well, I know my onions.
I'll do it again.
Go on then.
Surprised but happy?
No, yeah. Surprised but... No, happy but scared.
Wow.
Oh, happy but scared.
Yeah, it's like you've been given...
Okay.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Very good.
It was like a facial midpoint.
That's better, though, what you just did there. You kind of came off it a bit. You
pulled cocky. That was good.
I could be good, you know.
All right,
you could be good in one of your films.
I bet you could.
I think, you know, we'd work together well. If not anything, at least a double for Nick.
I think you'd be a lovely, bubbly presence on set.
I think.
What about someone who gets the coffee?
Gets the what?
The coffee.
Would you ever be willing to do a nude scene with another big hairy man?
Do you have anyone in mind?
We've got this idea
you have to do in acting.
Called Bears. It's a film called Bears.
Well, is it a good role? Is it a good part?
You'll have a good role in it.
Sorry,
Sting.
What's he got here?
Thank you.
If it's with you, I could do that.
Yeah. I'd make you feel comfortable. I'd brush my teeth.
That's fine.
And your
chest. I could do it. If you're asking me, could I do a love scene with you?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Who would you like to do a love scene with?
Can I just pull something up? When are we going to do the Shaun of the Dead tour? Because you keep going on about it, but it never arrived.
I had to do a part of it without you.
Oh, all right.
Didn't you do it with Edith Bowman?
No, I did it with my friend Imaginary Martin.
Oh, yeah.
But he took a load of pictures, but because he kind of wobbles, they were all a bit blurred.
Okay, Martin's got one leg longer than the other one.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not actually the reason why he wobbles. But,
well, no, you know, I mean,
he should wear a built-up shoe.
Into it. But, he's registered disabled. It's not a laughing matter, Simon, but whatever floats your comedy boat.
So my mother-in-law.
So anyway, we went round and we did, but we did. But I'm up for doing the full tour.
Oh, yeah.
And then can we have a drink in the pub and stuff?
No, you know what's happened?
Oh, you're not invited.
That's a
don't
flat
try
now.
And butt in.
I wasn't trying to get
what's
on
a
the
flat?
Thing.
The pub.
The pub. The what is it called?
The Winchester.
The exterior was in New Cross, and they've turned that into flats. And the Winchester was a set.
Well, no, I know, but the outside of the pub was a
that
pub.
That was in New Cross.
And now that's not a pub.
That was like a burnt out husk when we filmed it.
I know.
Although the Shepherd's, which was the pub we based it on, is now the Boogaloo, which you could go and have a drink in there.
Yeah,
I know the Boogaloo.
Yeah.
What's it like?
It's got a world-famous jukebox in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
World-famous jukebox. Shut up.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Who cares?
What?
What? It's got good records on. I could say my iPod's a world-famous iPod.
Yeah, but does your iPod have world-famous written above it, like the jukebox?
Well, it will have later.
If he's got a Sharpie
I've got
pocket.
A Sharpie.
That's a done deal.
You two, just stop.
I'm just saying.
Oh, they changed the name of the pub.
It's because I like
the Shepherd's
hate
the pub, don't
no,
you?
We don't hate the pub at all.
Oh, you loved it when it was the Shepherd's, but now it's the Boogaloo.
Yeah, it's
you hate
that's
it.
Right. We don't live near it anymore.
Shane McGowan drinks in there.
Yeah, I've heard it's still a great pub.
It's got art out the back.
I think that place is on a ley line or something.
What does that mean, though?
Somebody made a table.
For the benefit of the listeners, Chris is acting fancy.
Listen, do you know what? Fine. If you don't want me to be in your movie, fine. I'll
why are you
go
so combative?
Hang on, all the
because
time.
I have ideas.
We come in
I have
open
ideas
arms.
That I could give to you, right? I have brilliant ideas that YouTube probably never thought of, and you'll go, that's brilliant.
Who
right?
do you want Who do you want a love scene with? We can get that sorted out.
Nick.
Hello.
Apart from Nick, I mean, an actress. Who'd you like?
Yeah, come on. I like Nev Campbell, who used to be in Party of Five.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Failing that, it's anyone out of
order. Anyone else.
She's got a new... You know the new Scream film, talking about Nev Campbell? We had to clear us... There's a clip of Shaun of the Dead in it on the TV in the background.
Oh.
And we had to say it was okay, and we were very chuffed about that. It's not really a great story, but...
it's not really. But anyway, well, listen, bear me in mind, you know...
What about this? Pitch this. You're a vet in Truro, and you need to do a sensitive operation on a dog. Cornishplasty.
Miniature schnauzer.
So Paul comes out on Monday, the 14th of February, all across the UK. When is it out in America?
March 18th.
March 18th, if you're listening on Sirius, then March the 18th in the States, and Monday, the 14th of February in the UK.
I think preview's right, and general release on the 18th.
Check that out. Loving that.
You're good.
Thank you, Nick.
And by the way, if you go to see the preview, don't get confused like I do. They actually show the whole movie, not just like a bit of it.
Oh, you just thought it was a really long
trailer. You go there, you see the trailer, you leave again, but you can do that on the internet and stuff. Yeah. Lovely to see you. Continued success with all the brilliant stuff.
Thank you, guys. And we'll see you on set for the next one, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it with
Milk
the surprise fear.
Come on.
Is that what the film's called?
Yeah, that's right.
I like Bear Me in Mind. That's a good film.
Bear Me in Mind.
Bear Me in Mind, yeah. I want Milk and Two Sugars. It's a long title.
What?
We can go to news. Because
oh, okay, all right, all right. We can go to news, by the way. No offence, but okay. We can now go to the news. Simon and Nick and the film Paul, make sure you go and see it, thank you.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Dominic has the news upstairs, it's 8:42.
No, he doesn't. Alan.
They said news one.
News two. Dominic?
Oh, hang on.
We might need to keep the interview going. So, Nick, when you're filming Paul, how is that?
It's good. Very good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How did you get into acting?
Where did you get the name from? What was the idea about? Was it fun filming? It looked hot.
Can I say the worst question we get asked, probably, for me personally, is when someone says, so tell us about some of the practical jokes that happened on set. Oh, shut up. We're working. We work.
How many interviews have you got to do today?
Oh, quite a lot, I think. Like 50, something like that.
I'm just wondering, would you try and shoehorn us in somewhere? In a lie?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What, that we're going to do a film?
Anything you want. Whatever it may be.
We're trying to get a rumour on the internet that we're doing a movie called Bear Me In Mind. Mm. It's two guys.
Me and Nick are lovers.
Hashtag
Bear Me In Mind.
You are the jealous flatmate.
Well, I fall for a slimmer man.
Ah,
how
right.
Oh, and you become like a homicidal axe-wielding bear maniac. You might have to get back on the bread and beer just to keep up the barrel.
If it's for the job.
If it's for the art.
If it's for the job, then I'll do that.
I'd really like you to go out after the show and drink 10 pints.
I can do that for you.
A sandwich.
If you're giving me a chance, yeah. I'm going to take it.
Right. Do it.
Thank you. Please. Wow, I'm going to be in the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
A proper actor.
Right, Simon and Nick, thank you very much for the interview part two.